Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. But we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families will never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Now, that peace of mind means so much. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Hey. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Welcome to Wednesday's show, often pronounced Wednesday. If
really?
You pronounce it like it's written.
That's what it looks like.
Wednesday. Yes. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go around the room. He helped his son with his written driver's test. And if he's looking forward to a lot of wins this season for the Cowboys, he won't be impressed. You know, I take offense to that because I've been a diehard Cowboys fan for like 7 months now.
Yeah,
lifelong.
Yeah.
Lifelong Cowboys fan for like 7 months.
Come on.
So, and I'm going to see a lot of my Cowboy friends at the ACMs tomorrow.
Right, at the Star.
I know. So I refuse to accept that, Eddie.
I didn't even hear that part.
Okay, good. Here he is. Producer Eddie, let's go.
Hey, over the weekend, I did something really cool. I ran a 5K. I've never ran a 5K before. I took the whole family out. It was called the Bubble Run. It was cool.
So a 5K is what, 3 miles?
Oh, I don't know.
3.1.
Okay.
So ooh, so I can get a sticker that says 3.1 on my car?
Absolutely you can.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, that's a long way. I mean, 3.1.
Well,
I mean,
I didn't run the whole thing. So, like, I got stuck with the baby. So I was pushing him in the stroller. And he's old. He's 4. He's old enough to, like, probably walk with us. But he gets tired and he's, you know, I don't know. I didn't want to mess with all that. So we took him in a stroller and I pushed the whole stroller. So I probably ran 90% of it. But I had
What? If you're saying 90, it's probably like 40.
No.
100%.
Yeah. There were times when we were trying to get through like a little tunnel area and I had to stop because I had the stroller and I didn't want to pass people. So I walked for about, like, you know, 30 seconds.
Did a kid stop going in a stroller?
Oh, that's a great question because, I mean...
It just depends where you're at,
yeah,
right?
They get tired. Like, if you're in something like that or, like, a fair...
Well,
like,
so do I. My wife should put me in one then sometimes. We go walk around the mall if that's the...
But we go wagon instead of stroller now for a 4-year-old.
Like, but you're not going to do a 5K with a wagon.
I mean, you're probably right.
Yeah.
There is a dog park where we take our dogs now. It's pretty new. But the dog park is, like, 5-minute walk from where you have to park. So we put Stanley in the stroller to take him to the dog park.
There you go. And he's way old for a stroller.
He's 4, like your kid. Yes. So you enjoyed it, though?
Yeah. Now my wife wants to do it, like, twice a month or something. Like, you're out of your mind.
Twice a month?
Do what twice a month?
Just take the family on a 5K run. Because I think they have them, like, every weekend.
Really?
Yeah. When I worked the news in Texas, that every Saturday, it was like, go to this 5K and get video.
Can you run a 5K, though, you think, without stopping?
Yeah.
I think 100%. You can now, too, because Eddie goes pretty hard working out. I've watched the guy turn into, a beast.
Hey.
I'll say it. A beast. All right, Eddie, thank you.
Yeah.
Don't go into business with him because he won't pay. And he went to the store actually trying to buy some 401k. Here he is, Lunchbox.
I don't understand why people look at me like I'm a creep. Like, when they're walking down the street.
Is this a question for us to answer is this just you saying it?
I get weird looks because, like, if I see someone in a sports shirt, like if they have an Alabama shirt, I'll walk by, I'm like, Roll Tide, huh? And they just look at me like, what? I'm like, you're wearing the shirt, so I'm just trying to be funny and talk to you. I'm not a creep.
Well, like, you must look uncomfortable because if I'm wearing a Razorback shirt or if there are people that Caitlin knows is
that they're a Sooner fan, she can go by and be like, boom, or though, y'all Sooner bag. Or it's like, whoop. But nobody thinks anything about it. Maybe it's just so unnatural coming from you, because if you're like, Roll Tide, huh?
Yeah, it's the huh. That's
maybe
weird.
It's they know you're not really them.
Are you so being maybe, condescending?
Yeah, so maybe you're not. It doesn't feel positive.
Oh. And then, I just think it's fun. Like when you see someone in the store, even though I'm not a fan of whatever team, I just say whatever.
Yeah.
Just to kind of, and they're like, huh?
Kind of what though?
I don't know. Just kind of break the ice. Say, hey, what's up?
Like, what ice are you breaking?
I don't know.
You want to keep talking?
No, I don't want to keep talking. I just want to think, oh, we have something in common, but I really don't really
and
care.
And you just keep going.
Yeah, like I see a Vanderbilt shirt. I'm like, anchor down. And I get nothing back. I'm like,
oh, well, some schools also don't do that where they like talk to each other through phrases.
Anchor down.
Yeah. I don't know that Vandy's got a lot of anchoring down. Like where they're just
like I saw a guy in a Mariners hat and I was like, let's go M's.
Never heard that one.
Is that, I don't know.
Mariners? It may just be delivery.
Is that it?
I don't think you look creepy.
Okay. I thought maybe people were creeped out by me. And
it's
I'm like,
probably how aggressive you are though, because you are aggressive with people randomly.
Yeah, your voice loud, can be surprising.
Yeah, maybe you just scare them. But don't feel like you look creepy. Other parts of you are, but that part is not.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel good about yourself. What are you going to say, Amy?
Well, yeah, I just think that he admitted, like, I'm not really a fan. I'm just trying. So they're probably picking up on, like Eddie said.
Roll Tide.
Loser. Right. Sounds like what he's saying.
Moving on over. She learned with scams to be more careful. And people on the show say they pulled an Amy when they get forgetful. Here she is. Amy, everybody.
So I've just officially have to accept that I've hit that age where I can't really relate to my 16-year-old daughter and the clothes that she wants to buy. And I never thought I would be this person because I feel like I can be with it, you know?
How did they go, by the way, for Taylor Swift with her?
Well, that's one of the examples of us shopping where she just straight up said I was a grandma.
But kids are supposed to think their moms are grandmas.
I know. I'm just not used to hearing. It's like one day I was kind of okay and knew how to shop with her. And then she woke up one day and I'm a grandma. I think...
too, if you did dress like she dressed, it'd be even worse.
Oh, I'm not trying to dress
like
she's
dressing.
No, I know,
but it's like there's almost no win. She's not going to be like, you know what? Pretty sensible. This is not a thing.
No, she comes in. Some stuff in my closet she actually does borrow, but other stuff she pulls it off the hanger, like pulls it out and it's on the hanger, and she just starts laughing. She's like, you should get rid of this.
That's rude. Hey, my wife does the same thing to me. I felt that. Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, kids keep it real, but I just also don't really like the way kids are dressing.
Which your parents probably didn't like the way you were dressing.
True.
Cycle. Is she a good kid?
She's a good kid.
Mm-hmm.
So I think.
But you have to. But
what do you mean?
Well, I don't
you
know.
Never know what
you never
saying.
Know. Listen. Yeah, kids.
Really?
I'm not.
Let me just say this. No, I'm not going to say that. But yeah, not about your daughter. Not about yours. Yes, you never know.
Yeah, okay.
Right. I think that's true. We were all kids. I mean, think about it. Some of my friends, like one of my friends, the moms called him Eddie Haskell. Because, you know, he was like the nice.
Hey. How cool and relevant is an Eddie Haskell reference? Oh, even 15 years ago.
What is that?
Eddie Haskell was the neighbor on Leave It to Beaver, black and white show.
Goodness.
He was Wally's best friend. And he was always like, hi, Miss Cleaver. And he was like, perfect to your face, but it's up to so much trouble. Like,
Yeah. That was my friend in high school. You know what I mean? So you just never know.
Mine is about like nieces and nephews type stuff for me.
Got it.
You never know what people. But I tell you what, my mom always thought I was up to way more than I was. It was the opposite for me. She was like, I know you're up to something. And I was like, no, actually, I volunteered this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go to that party Saturday night.
Like when she found real grass in your.
She found. I was mowing yards. Oh my God. She wanted to kill me. I was mowing yards and weed eating. And she found some weed in my car, except it was literal grass. From
like real weed.
Yeah, it was literal
weed.
Yes, you are. But anytime you say that you're a cool mom, you're not a cool mom. However, I don't think you're a not cool mom.
Right.
What makes you not cool is saying you're cool. So don't do that anymore. But kids are supposed to think their moms are lame.
Okay.
And if they didn't, that means you're being too much of a friend, too little of a mom.
Yeah.
You heard it here first from somebody who has no kids.
That's right.
That's right. Thank you very much. All right, Ray, go ahead.
From Mountain Pine, he's a big Arkansas sports guy, and he would prefer to not talk about when he's going to die. Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. So I just finished a couple of shows, and I would like one of them all the way finished, one of them I kind of finished. I'm not going to spoil any certain show. Can I give a feeling, though, about good or bad after a season is over? That's my question.
Yeah,
I think so.
Okay, so this show Sweet Tooth on Netflix, it comes on, it's kind of weird at first. You're like, there's a virus and these kids are born as hybrids, like half humans, half animal. And you're trying to figure out why. I loved it. It was everything I wanted. There's viruses. That's all I really wanted, right? It's just, I like that. And so season two comes and it's just rocking. It's just rocking. I'm telling you, by the time season two ended, I was like, what happened? Some people may love how it ended, but it was almost too kid for adults and too adult for kids. And even my wife was like, what happened? We watched it all. We were still ready for every episode. And they're coming back for one more season. But I was just like, dang. The other show is Yellow Jackets. Now, it's not over yet, but Yellow Jackets is about the soccer team in high school. The plane crashes in like the wilderness in Canada. And they're so far away, they can't figure out how to get... No one can save them. Season one, awesome.
Showtime?
Yeah. Season two comes on. It's so good. But now it's starting to get to just... a little too bizarre.
The whole thing's
bizarre anyway.
Yeah. Right.
But there's just, it just gets a little, it's like they're trying to make it even better and go, but in that it affects it in a way that just makes it not what was lovable about it to begin with.
Yeah, I always have a theory that they come up with a concept and then when they're writing it, they're like, oh crap, I didn't think we'd get renewed. Now we got to mix stuff up.
Usually that's like season four, though.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they said about Lost, that show. We're like, well, we have no idea. We're lost. So yeah. Let's just figure it out. But and Yellow Jackets is still going, and it's got a 98% positive on Rotten Tomatoes. And I will still watch it. It's just borderlining, getting a little too kooky, which was already a kooky show, because in that one it had a plane crash and cannibalism, and that's all I need. Love it. Can't get enough of that. So, but those are two shows that are kind of losing, they kind of lost their places.
Wow.
I'm still in. I'll watch Sweet Tooth Season 3 when it comes back, but it just felt weird. And I have the list here of the best shows of 2023. I'm just going to do top five. 99% was Poker Face Season 1 on Peacock. We almost started this and we didn't because I don't even know why. But you guys familiar with that? Natasha Lyonne. Is that who's in it?
That's the girl from American Pie.
Yeah, and what? She was also in Orange is the New Black.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So 99% positive. So if you want to watch this new show started, that's the biggest one. Barry Season 4. I liked Barry. I quit watching it for some reason. He's a...
Hitman?
Assassin.
Yes. I was going to... Not a serial killer, but a hitman.
Okay.
But he doesn't want to be anymore, right? The next one's Beef, which I haven't started, but some of you guys watch Beef.
Yeah.
You like it? Okay, good. Succession Season 4. I'm there. It's great. It ends later this month with a 90-minute episode. I had to hear Mike running his... like flapping his lips. Mike going, oh, you don't like long movies, but you like a long 90-minute finale. Mm-hmm. That's okay for a finale of a TV show. And then finally, Star Trek Picard on Paramount Plus. Those are the top five best shows, highest rated. What's been your favorite show this year so far? This year, quickly. If you don't have an answer... Oh, you do have an answer. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Succession.
Good. Eddie?
Ted Lasso.
Haven't started? Letting it build.
Third season.
Jury Duty.
Yeah, great one.
Good.
You done? You're done, right?
Done. Great.
Without spoiling it, it's the best final episode of almost any show I've ever seen.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm only two episodes.
But don't think you're watching Parks and Rec or The Office or that kind of funny, because it's not.
Okay.
It gets to be pretty funny, but it's not like, ha! It's mostly you're just watching this happen, and everybody's an actor except one guy. It ends up being a show you just love. Slow burn, though. Good? Only 20 minutes, though, too.
An episode?
Like 24 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, that's it. Thank you. Let's get started with the show. Glad everybody's here. Time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My babysitter let my 12-year-old son watch a scary movie, and now he's having nightmares. I told her anything PG-13 is fine, but I guess she managed to find the scariest PG-13 movie ever. The movie in question is called Insidious. It's about a boy getting possessed by a demon. And now my son is convinced it's going to happen to him. Was she wrong for this? Should I confront her about the movie choice? Or do you think, well, she did nothing wrong? Signed, Mom of a Son That Is Scared to Death. That's only PG-13. Hey, Movie Mike, this movie Insidious, because I'm sure you've probably seen it.
You've seen it.
Everything. Is it PG-13?
It is PG-13. There's no blood or violence. It's just scary images, possession.
Then I don't think that the babysitter should be in trouble because she followed the rules. I think it's not even a, hey, you can do better. I think it's a, hey, PG-13 in the movies. Oh, by the way, just don't show him anything scary. He has nightmares.
There you go.
That's it.
Right.
It's fixed by that. Now, if it had been rated R or NC-17 or X, we'd have a whole different story.
Of course.
The X one.
I don't even think there's an X rating. We used to always say that back in the day. I don't know if there is. No, I have no idea. But yeah, PG-13. That was the rule. That's the rule she followed. So all good. Except for the kid. I would just politely say, hey, but no scary movies because he gets scared. You?
Yeah, I would just know for next time I need to be more specific. And
it's kind of on the mom, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, and then you could take it a step further and let's not just leave it free for all up to the sitter. Be like, hey, I've got a list of these four movies he can pick from tonight. So that's what y'all have got to choose.
Or only
G. Ooh, keep
it's
it
Winnie
safe.
The Pooh all night long.
Yeah.
So, yeah, mom.
I mean, that's a bummer,
too. A little bit. This leans on you, mom. Mm-hmm. But just better communication. She didn't do anything wrong. PG-13. All right, there you go. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
I do see a lot less service support animals at the airport because now you can't just take your hyena from home and put a vest on it. Like, it's got to really be, like, a service animal, support animal now. Things were crapping on airplanes and people were bringing ridiculous animals. Yeah. But I didn't know that you could bring support animals to school, which at least that was happening at your son's school.
Yeah, his teacher was telling us about how they used to allow it until there was a incident.
Guys, listen to this.
What happened?
The service support animal ate another animal.
What?
Whoa.
Tell them the animals.
So, as a dog...
Which makes sense. It's a dog. We all love dogs. What's the other one?
A bird.
Oh. It was a parrot. And so did the parrot do the thing where it's like, sit on your shoulder, Jack Sparrow?
I don't know
the
exactly.
The kid's sitting in class, you know, doing his homework, and the parrot's right there like, you see, go see. Yeah,
probably annoyed the dog.
I don't know, but I was thinking, gosh, too bad we missed this opportunity because it all went down before he was there. Because I thought how helpful it would be for him to have an animal with him at school. I think it really, really would. It's like, well, that's not going to happen.
So what did they tell you happened?
That they used to allow that. And it was very helpful and therapeutic for the kids. But it can't happen anymore because...
Did they explain seeing it? Like, was it in the classroom? Was it like at recess?
Yes, I think people witnessed it. Yes, and it was
blood everywhere.
The dog just ate the parrot.
Traumatic experience, and obviously the parrot belonged to somebody, and now it's not.
But the parrot just hanging like again on the desk of the kid.
Yeah.
I don't have all the details.
Probably not in a cage.
Couldn't have been in the cage.
Because the dog can't eat the whole cage. That would hurt his stomach.
Right. It's not like the dog went into the cage.
So I'm picturing the parrot on the kid's shoulder.
Yeah, same.
It's probably just a whole.
I picture the kid wearing an eye patch too.
Mm-hmm. Picture a whole therapeutic situation. Kumbaya, the animals hanging out.
And then?
Doing their thing, being all therapeutic. And then the dog went rogue.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But I mean. Yeah, I don't think they were expecting
Maybe
that.
The parrot said something that offended the dog. Like,
correct.
Dogs aren't cool dogs. They're animals. We hate dogs.
Yeah, and then the dog got mad.
All pit bulls should not be allowed. Maybe it was that's it.
Dogs.
How's my parrot impression, by the way?
It's not bad.
Okay,
it's
thanks.
Not
bad.
Dogs live with birds in people's homes and things don't happen.
But. Dang, I wonder what happened. I wonder what set him off.
Mm. Right. And then I'm sure the parrot wasn't quiet about it when he was getting eaten.
I mean, I can't even imagine. It's terrible. You probably got kids.
Probably want someone to save me from this dog.
Because of it right now. Yeah. So.
And nothing else. Do you sue? Did the parents sue?
I don't know. This is just something that came up with the teacher.
You got to give me more on this story.
Well, I can text her right now.
This is one of the greatest stories I've ever heard. It makes me feel, I don't like it. But it's like, you got support animals till one of the animals that supported ate the other animal that supported. So does that mean he was more supporting? Because the parrot wasn't good for the rest.
Okay, I'm texting her now.
We have to check back in with this.
Yeah, I can get the details.
And is there a video of it? I don't want to see
surveillance.
And do all the kids start screaming?
Yeah. Does anyone try to stop it?
Right. Do they start picking sides?
Right.
Oh,
is it
a dog parrot? Like people circle like in a fight in high school. showdown, fight.
They're betting on it.
Oh, and they're throwing dollar bills.
I mean, if that's the case, then they probably still allow.
There's no chance the parrot beats the dog, except the parrot. No. Parrots aren't really flyers. They fly a little bit, but they're in a, but it's in an enclosed.
Can like they peck?
I think they're able to fly, but we clip their wings so they don't.
Oh gosh.
Oh, that, yeah. Like,
so the parrot's wings were clipped. He never had a chance against his dog.
Correct.
Yeah. I wonder what DraftKings had it listed as before the fight. That I'd be willing to jump into. Okay, find out more about that.
I am.
Because that sucks. We make some jokes about it, but that sucks that that happened. But that's unbelievable. First of all, you can get a parrot as a support animal. Let me go to that too, by the way. Let me just stop. Go to the very beginning. You get to take Toucan Sam into a room, and that thing gets to help you like feel better.
I guess if it's your animal, it's who you want to bring, brings you comfort.
What'd you look up over there, Lunchbox?
No, I'm just trying to see parrot.
He's looking at bikini girls, and I think he's looking
I was looking at bikini girls.
He was actually. Instagram.
Yeah. Well, he's on his computer and he holds his head up. That's what he does when he like figures something out. Mm-hmm. And he was typing and he goes, head up. And I was like, oh, the Lunchbox, what'd you get?
No.
Have you seen Kim Kardashian?
No, it's a blondie. I don't know who it is.
No, it's the gymnast from LSU. She's on the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition. Yeah. They just released the photos.
She is has the biggest valuation of any NIL athlete.
Yeah.
It's like millions and millions of dollars.
You see why.
Yeah. And so I was like, oh man, I'm zoning out. I need to pay attention. So I looked up and then you called me on it and I'm not going to lie to you. You know what I mean? And tell you I'm looking at.
I appreciate that.
I wasn't going to tell you I was
looking at. Busted in class.
Dude, but how hot is she, Eddie?
No, yeah, she's hot.
Yep. Yeah, that's.
Eddie, I would just go with.
What?
Not that.
What
right
do you
then.
Mean?
I would just go with, listen, dude, you should. Just focus on work.
You know, I didn't even think about it. I just kind of reacted.
You just get your wife's list.
That's what came out.
Yeah, but look at this. I mean, hold on.
Hold on. All right, we're going to play this song. Thank you.
He's on the beach.
Bobby Bones Show.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Janice Hall is 81 years old, and she just walked the stage of her college graduation. She went to Bethel University, and it took her about 5 decades to earn her degree. She got married, had 3 children, 14 grandchildren, 17 great-grandchildren. Dang. She had a stroke, 2 battles with breast cancer, and lost her husband. But Janice carried on, and she even inspired one of her daughters to go back to college as well. 81 years old, and she's in the news. And so I just think of Lunchbox and how he's 3 hours short from getting his diploma. And if he commits to the long haul, he could wait. And then when he's 80, 90, that'd be such a good story if he goes back to get his degree.
Wait till you're 100, then do it. Then you'll for sure make the news.
Oh, but I don't know if I'll be here at 100.
This is a long game, but like.
If he's 100, though, does he have to just go to school all over again, or do those credits still last?
That's a great question.
They still last.
It's an interesting question.
Because the courses change.
Curriculum.
You were trying to say curriculum, but you went to courses?
Yeah, because I changed it.
That's like that big chicken on Looney Tunes. I say.
Foghorn?
That's a really good pan, stove top fire.
Yeah, I mean, they do change, and so I figure they would have to redo things. I'd be a sophomore again, maybe. Not worth it. That's just terrible.
Well, you're over there working on your, lap, computer. All right, is that it, Amy?
Yep.
My foghorn leghorn is not good, but I tried.
It's
close.
He says
the 3 things and then changes it, at the end. That's what's up. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners because, again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going.
Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know. All right, coming in studio is Runaway June. Three members. Jen was on The Amazing Race. She's co-written other massive hits for artists. Natalie was playing fiddle at Opryland by age 4. She made her Opry debut at age 12. Stevie's the newest member. They basically saw her online and they were like, you got to be part of the group. They have the song Buy My Own Drinks.
I can buy my own drinks.
And they have a new single called Make Me Wanna Smoke.
You make me wanna smoke.
And they are in studio right now. Here they are. Runaway June.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Runaway June.
Welcome back to the studio, guys. Good to see you guys.
Good to see you. Good
to be here.
Jen, let me start with you. You guys went to Japan. How cool was that?
Oh my gosh, it was awesome. It was all three of us were like, that was our favorite country we've ever been to.
Do you know Japanese?
A little bit. I know words.
She attempted a whole lot while we were there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
what?
Like counting. Ichi ni san chi go roko si chi hachi kyu.
You remember that?
Did
you learn that for that?
No. So when I was little, I was obsessed with Japanese food, and we would go to this Japanese restaurant and I would ask the chef how you say everything. Like rice is goha. You know, I just would I loved Japanese culture for some reason. So it was cool for me to go.
Stevie, how was Japan for you?
It was my absolute favorite place I've ever been. Tokyo was like number one. The people there were so respectful, yeah. So kind and so polite. And just, it was definitely culture shock, but I want to plan another trip to go back.
Why'd you guys go, Natalie?
We went for the military. So we went on and it was a 5-country tour. We started in Germany, then did Italy, went to South Korea, Japan, and then Okinawa. And so it was, it was all performing for our troops. It was amazing.
Do you fly on one of those big planes where they like strap you in?
No, we didn't for this tour. Jen's done that before. I've done a bit of that.
Like the big gray
like the
plane.
C-130.
I have no idea what it is, but then you sit in a seat and you put the straps on. You've done that?
Yeah.
I was in Iraq and it was the craziest thing. They always would ask us to go to the cockpit if you want to meet the pilots and see the cockpit. And so we were doing, like it was the middle of the night doing combat takeoff and landings because we were at war. And so
what does that mean, a combat takeoff and landing?
Like they would just go and straight up, like so you they try get to up like as fast avoid as possible. Getting shot, yeah. you know? And so they one of the flights, they asked us to go meet the pilots, and I get up there and there's two girls that are like probably 23 or 24. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys are, what am I doing in my life? You guys are like flying these huge planes in Iraq. I mean, it was just so cool.
Yeah. Awesome. And at 23 too, it's like so young. It's amazing.
So did anybody, so you're not singing to the Japanese people, you're singing to the American troops over there.
Correct.
Right.
We did have one show where they got some of the Japanese, there's a line dance club. And so they all came to, and they line danced our entire show.
So cool.
I had never seen line dancing to slow songs. It was like graceful, like beautiful turning, almost like ballet. They were dancing to Wild West. But for most of the shows, it was just for military and their families.
Jen, you're pretty tall. In Japan, are you taller?
I was tall. Yeah. Yep. Tall and blonde.
Just sticks out everywhere.
I look different. Yeah.
Yeah. You guys have a new song. And so, Stevie, tell me about this song, Make Me Want to Smoke.
So this is a total different vibe than what we've done in the past. And it's really exciting. It's very edgy, very more rock elements. And we're really excited about it. We got pitched the song. One of the writers, Jason Sellers, he is just a phenomenal writer. And we heard it and instantly we're like, we are cutting this song. So it's me and Natalie are more of the rock chicks, yeah. and we're slowly bringing Jen to the dark side.
They're making me cooler.
Yeah. We're making her wear all black. And
but no, it has a really cool way of incorporating all of our styles into it. So we're really excited about it. Go!
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Runaway June.
All right, so the new song is out, Made Me Want to Smoke. You guys can see runawayjune.com. Go to the website and see the shows that they are doing. California, Colorado, Tennessee, Ohio, Iowa. You guys are all over. Is it ramping up now for you guys, Natalie?
Yeah.
Is it starting to be that busy season again?
It is. I'm looking forward to it.
Are you guys doing, like, are you doing festivals, stuff like that?
Oh, yeah.
Do you like festivals?
Love. Those are my favorite shows.
Because?
Just the crowd is fun, and they kind of, like, lose their inhibitions. They're all very loose, and just the energy you feel at those shows, I feel like, is really fun.
Yeah.
We're going to do some uncomfortable questions from our listeners that we do.
Oh, good.
But some of them are, there's a couple on here that I just don't, you just tell me what I can I go all the way to 10?
Yes.
Go to 10.
Okay. Question number one, what did Runaway June do with the t-shirts with the past members' faces on them?
We actually just sold a bunch of them at the last show.
Really? Those are collector's items.
They are. Oh, yeah.
They're vintage.
Also, we already bought them. The business already paid for them. We need to sell them.
Might as well make money.
Okay. See?
There you go.
I like that. Who is the best tipper in Runaway June?
I would vote Jen, probably.
I feel like you're always on top of it. Like, if we have a driver, Jen will be like, who's got the money? Who's got the cash? If she's got the cash.
But all three of us, because it's our money.
But there's always a cash person, though. Even in my relationship, I have cash. My wife never has cash.
I have cash.
I always have cash.
You have cash?
I never have cash, I don't think.
Yeah, I'm the prepared person in case we have to, like, park somewhere or tip somebody. Mm-hmm. And then she... It's like everybody has Venmo.
Yeah, everybody has Venmo. PayPal. You can like scan stuff to pay people. So
yeah, I just feel weird being like, hey bro, what's your Venmo? But she does it, no problem. She's like, hey, what's your Venmo? And they gives all but good.
She can get away with it, I feel like.
Yeah.
What do you mean I can't? Why can't I get away with it?
I mean, they're gonna want cash from you, Bobby.
Yeah, okay. How do you decide who gets what bunk on the bus?
We all kind of have our designated spots.
When I joined this band, I was told what bunk it was pointed out to me, and I really liked it. So I stay in that bunk.
But we're all in the middle, right? Like, we all sleep on the middle row.
Yeah.
How is Jen related to John Wayne?
He's my grandfather.
Well, that's a question.
So uncomfortable.
So explain it. He's your grandfather, but through what lineage?
My mom's dad. So I just was visiting my grandma, who's 94. She was his wife, and I took my daughter to see her, and she's unbelievable, 94. And she remembers all the stories, and she's, like, fully there. It's so cool, like, hearing. Like, her regular conversation is like, oh, Marilyn Monroe, this and that. And I'm like, this is just a different world, you know? It's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. Did you ever meet him?
No.
Or did he die?
He died before I was born.
How many years before?
I missed him by 3 years.
Do you see in his face or any of your other family members, does he look like?
Yeah, he looks a lot like my aunt and my uncle. I see my mom a little bit, but and my brother, when he was young, he looks exactly like my brother. Kind of wild.
Do you have any memorabilia?
Yeah.
Like cool stuff?
Yeah.
Like hats or anything?
Like hats, guns.
That's pretty cool.
Boots.
That's awesome. Oh, I didn't. Nice.
Well, that's not uncomfortable at all. I actually like that question and that answer. Okay, Runaway June. They have the brand new song, Make Me Wanna Smoke. I've never smoked in my whole life.
I've never smoked a cigarette.
Oh, okay, so for me, I would be like, I don't know if I can sing about this. So, did you have the conversation? Do we want to do a smoking song?
Yeah, we did. We did have the conversation.
Go ahead.
I think you got to kind of take some risks if you want to be a little different and stand out. And all three of us, whether or not that's really true for us, if we're smoking, it's like sometimes when you're delivering a song, you have to take on a different character.
Yeah, it's not even that risky. I'm just giving you guys a hard time.
Yeah. I mean, we're just, we're smoking, chain smoking, you know?
It's about the boy, too, really.
Yeah, it's a metaphor. And to me, too, like the second that I heard it, it's like, you make me want to smoke, you make me want to quit. It does both of them at the same time.
Got
so
I'm
cool with that.
Typical girl can't make up our mind.
I just had to ask that question because if I don't, I'm going to have so many DMs going, you didn't even tell them smoking was bad. So I'm just helping me out here. I'm just covering my bases with that question.
Yeah. Yep.
Smoking is bad. Just like some of those boys, you know.
Jen said she was on a flight until like 2 this morning. And I said, how you doing during the break? She goes, I'm tired. What happened?
Well, my daughter decided to come into her own this weekend. She's become a little adult and she's become a little bit of a terror. And so we were on the tarmac for 3 hours and she was just, you know, wreaking havoc, just crawling from one seat to the next to behind, pulling everything out. And like the first half hour, sticking her hand out and stuff. I'm like, okay, we're bringing her back. And she goes, and I'm like, this is the nightmare that when you're on the plane, you're like, oh my God, that baby is a nightmare. That was what happened yesterday.
I would imagine there are a lot of moms though on that flight. They're probably a little annoyed, but also go, I'm just glad that's not me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's probably not as many people that are angry at you as that are just feeling bad for you.
Hopefully not. Now I have compassion for, you know, moms and kids. I used to get on planes and be annoyed with the kid,
I'm still
like
there.
Shaking my seat. You
yeah,
know?
That's still me. Yeah.
Well, yesterday she was shaking the seat in front of me. I'm like, oh no, I know this feeling.
Well, guys, congratulations on the song. And you guys going to put out a, like more songs, a record, anything soon?
It's in the works now. We're in the studio and writing a ton. So we're
you guys are recording
really
already?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've got a couple more recorded.
They good or no?
Oh, yeah.
They're great.
Okay,
they're great.
Never know.
We think so.
We're excited.
All right, Runaway June. Follow them, Runaway June Official. They have a new song, Make Me Want to Smoke. But they do, to all the moms out there, they're going to message me. They don't encourage smoking. It's a metaphor.
We don't condone
yes.
it.
It's a metaphor.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, guys. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So there's a restaurant in Minnesota. They have a worker shortage, like a lot of restaurants. This place is called the Midtown Tavern, and they have a robot server that they've added to the staff. Her name is Bella, and she provides service with a smile. And the manager was talking about how she's been a great addition to the staff, and it's really working out.
I brought your eggs. No, I didn't order eggs. Order a steak. I brought your eggs. Dang it, I said eggs.
Eat the eggs.
Yes.
She's able to navigate the floor using a pre-programmed map, which is, I assume, like when we've been at hotels sometimes, they've had little robots that make their way around from room to room and deliver things.
That's crazy. For what you're paying for this machine that can navigate through a wooden floor and get the right food and take it to the right person, I don't know. Pay the waiters $2 more? I don't know. I'm just being crazy here. You can't find workers. You know why? Because you ain't paying them enough.
Mm-hmm.
And... but you're going to spend all this on a robot?
Question, do you tip the robot?
I don't.
And
no.
Who gets that? How was my service?
No. You do not. I think she's just like assists the servers and maybe, I don't know. I haven't eaten
it's
here yet.
It's cool enough that I would want to go just to see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't know if you get it because of a shortage, I guess is my point. Like, we don't have enough waiters, so let's hire Terminator, too.
You know, right. That doesn't make sense.
That doesn't, right. So, I hear you. It is cool, but in Vegas, yeah, that thing would come up to your room.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I rode the elevator with it.
Yeah, how was it?
We didn't talk.
Oh, you didn't?
Uh-huh.
You looked separately.
Yeah. Who on the show would be most easily replaced by a robot?
Ooh.
I mean, AI will be able to replace all of us soon. I told you guys, they can now use AI, and I can do every commercial on AI. I don't. But they can take all my voice and do it. Probably, I don't want to answer
none.
That.
That's what you say.
None. Well, I mean, I did have a couple answers, but none. None. All right, what else?
I have the top 5 phrases that young people use that the rest of us don't get. So I'll say the phrase, Bobby, and I'll see if you get it.
Groovy.
That is not on here.
No, this is what I say.
Okay.
Groovy. That's what cool kids say.
Dank.
Amazing.
Yeah, excellent. High quality.
Yeah, I know that.
Did you know that?
Yes, but I don't like saying I know it sometimes because you guys make fun of me.
Do you use that in your personal life?
I don't use it.
That's so crazy. It means something positive because I would think dank means negative.
Yeah, but that's
because you're old and I'm like Peter Pan. Cool.
Okay. Yeah. Salty.
Well, that's easy. That's like you're not angry, but like you're holding, you're annoyed. Like I'm salty at Eddie because Eddie gets to come in later than me.
Jealous.
You use that one too?
Yeah. No, I don't.
Okay.
It's harder to actually explain than it is to use. Go ahead.
Big yikes.
Well, that's like almost cringy even.
Yeah. After you do something really embarrassing, you say, oh, big yikes.
Yeah. Why are you guys looking at me like that?
Because I feel like you say this.
Yeah. I don't say any of it or I would say it on the air. I can't pull it off because I know it doesn't mean I can pull it off. Go ahead.
I feel like this one's easy. Fam.
Family.
Yeah. Duh. And then bougie.
Yeah. Fancy rich. Yeah.
Look at you.
Five for five.
100.
How many would you have gotten?
None. Oh, no. Bougie. I would have gotten bougie.
Lunchbox?
Fam.
Yeah. I just don't like answering those because then I get made fun of, but I don't use them.
Uh-huh.
One of us has to stay somewhat dialed in, you know?
Well, yeah, and it's helpful,
and
too.
And when I don't, you ask them, I'm like, always like, big yikes. And it's like...
Yeah, and I'm salty that you know him.
All right, what else?
So how did Mike Fisher get Carrie Underwood to fall in love with him?
Rich hockey player that looks good.
Pretty much. Nailed it.
What else you want? NHL player, good-looking guy, probably nice, and very rich.
Oh.
The end. All right, that's your pile of stories.
Well, that's not how Carrie answered the question.
Go ahead.
She said it was persistence. Like, he was trying to meet her backstage with the Grand Ole Opry. He was friends with someone in her band. And he's like, I really want to get back there and meet Carrie. And the guy was very protective of Carrie. He was like, no. But he waited like a year and kept asking and asking. And finally set him up. And they talked on the phone for months before they ever went on their first date. So she said persistence.
Okay. Counterpoint. What if Lunchbox was very persistent in singing?
Yeah.
You think that would work?
Yeah, like if it's just persistence, do we think Lunchbox, if single and she was single, could have been persistent enough to get Carrie Underwood? No. The answer is rich, good looking, nice guy who plays hockey, who also tried hard.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
How'd you get Caitlin?
Persistence.
Begging. Yeah. Not screwing up. And also screwing up. Being like, okay, sorry about that.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
During a recent Dodgers game, this guy named Steve made a great catch on a foul ball. Thing is, it wasn't just a foul ball. It was a foul ball that came as he was holding his daughter in one arm. And a beer in the other.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like the carrier thing's on, and he's got his arm around her holding a beer.
Amazing.
And he's able to take his arm off the kid because the carrier is on him.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, it didn't seem like fall into the ground. But here you go. Here's a clip of the Dodgers announcer.
Dad's making plays.
Nice.
A beverage, a baby, and a baseball.
But hold on. So he let the baby go. Even though it was in the carrier, he decided to leave the hand that was on the baby, not the beard.
But the carrier's fine.
You're right.
It's still in there.
Okay.
The baby can't fall. The carrier is like a vest. I mean, it's strapped.
No, but you're talking instinct. Like, this was just like, oh, I got to catch that ball.
But he knows the baby's strapped in.
He said he later told reporters, because the whole place went crazy. He told reporters it was as if the ball came to his hand in slow motion. And fans around him in the stands applauded. He held the ball up in the air, and it was such a moment. It made the news.
That's pretty amazing.
It's a good catch, too. Anytime a ball's coming like that, but you can catch it with one hand.
Hey, I always sit like baseball games and think like, all right, what am I going to do in this situation if the ball comes?
Let me get out of the way.
What? You're not going to try to catch it?
I don't want the ball.
What? You don't want the ball?
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard you say.
It's like a bucket list item is to catch a foul ball at a Major League Baseball game.
I'm all good. I got plenty of balls.
Oh, my God.
And I don't want to break a finger or anything.
Right. So I've thought about taking my hat off and trying to catch on my hat.
It'll rip your hat right out of your hand.
I guess it depends if it's up, like coming straight down or a line. I don't care. I don't want anything to do with it.
Can't you take a glove?
You can, but
nerd alert.
I would never. Maybe when you're 12, loser.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
All right, thank you. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
There's a jet car. Man, this sounds like something Lunchbox would give up a pinky toe for.
Oh, I saw it and I was like, man, I need this bad.
Would you cut off your pinky toe with a butcher knife right now? Whack! To have this car.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, I think pinky toe is the most important toe, though.
Is it?
Like, it keeps your balance.
Yeah, but I think you'd be just fine without it.
And you can probably get a fake one on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, and guess what? I don't need it because I got a, how do we call it? Vet car?
Jet car.
Jet car.
Listen to this thing. The incredible jet car watercraft. It looks like a Corvette, and it does, well, land, and then water, and it flies on the water.
Come on.
Dude, it looks so cool.
Remember the boats that would drive around, like the duck boats?
Yeah, they float.
It's like that, but it's a wake-up-wheeler. But it looks like a Corvette on the water. So the jet car has an onboard music system, premium speakers, and it goes from driving on the land to flying on the water. It can go up to 55 miles an hour on the water.
Oh, my gosh.
Buyers can choose to add a range of different options, such as LED lighting, cup holder, GPS. They can also take their pick from several engine types, from a 180 horsepower Yamaha engine to a 300 horsepower Sea-Doo engine.
Come on.
It's basically a Corvette boat. I mean, that's what it is. It's a Corvette boat.
I like those LED lights, though, underneath. Damn.
This would be Lunchbox's dream.
Dude, it would. You want to know how many eyeballs would turn to you if you rolled up in this thing?
All of them.
Look at that thing. Boom.
They would think they were watching something or seeing something they shouldn't be seeing. A car driving on the water. They wouldn't put it together that it was also a boat. They would go, how is that car driving on the water? Anyway, it's pretty cool.
Gosh, that's so cool.
Like he... I mean, it's his dream.
It is. Like, I don't understand how someone came up with this. Like, such a genius idea.
It's just a boat they put basically a Corvette top on for the most part. But yeah, but it also can get up on the water too. But that's also the cool part. But they have duck boats. Would you like a duck boat, Lunchbox?
No, that's dumb.
Not the same vibe.
Like people are like, oh my gosh, look at that dumb thing. You roll up in this, like, oh my gosh, that dude has money. He is it. I want to hang out with him. You roll up in a duck boat, you're like, oh, this guy's so annoying, taking up traffic, and it's so long, and it goes so slow.
I'm watching it on the water, man. It's flying.
Hey, so the car can, like, be on the land and then drive right in the water and start floating? Because that would be cool to see. You'd be like, oh my gosh, that car's not going to stop. It's going to go in the lake. Oh my gosh. Oh, wait, what?
That's what LBJ used to do to people because he had one of those.
Yeah, but he didn't have it like this.
Well, because the Corvette wasn't invented.
Yeah. Right, but he still would.
Mike,
like,
can this go on the land, like fast?
Okay.
It could just be on the land a little bit and drive in, apparently.
Okay, all right.
Oh, dang. I thought it'd be like in traffic.
That'd be amazing.
You just drive off a bridge, like, no!
And then it flips.
And you're out of there. Dude, you could like rob banks and stuff.
That'd be amazing.
And then they chase you.
Oh, you just go in the water. They can't get you.
They can't get you.
That's James Bond stuff.
Okay, we're 12. Time to go over to Amy and get in the morning corny.
The morning corny.
What do you call a can opener that doesn't work?
What do you call a can opener that doesn't work?
A can't opener.
That was the morning corny.
Yeah. I mean, that works.
Good.
All right. Thank you, guys. Okay. Yes.
Tough crowd
is correct. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee,
Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. This is right down the road. It's first in our around the room version of What's Wrong With People?
What's wrong with people?
The source is WKRN. The night manager of a Hilton hotel in downtown Nashville has been charged with aggravated burglary and assault. According to police, the hotel guest was fast asleep in his room when he was awakened by the manager sucking his toes.
What the?
Are you kidding me?
Hold on.
No.
Is this the first time? Like, I mean,
I don't know, but he looks just like you, Lunchbox. I swear to you, I'm looking at a picture.
Lunch.
It's so weird. And come look at my screen.
He doesn't look anything like
me. No. He really, it has nothing to do with you, I know. But tell me you don't look at this guy and think it's Lunchbox with glasses on. Yes.
Really?
Yeah. It's not, I don't think. I'm not for 100% sure it's not, but I'm 87% sure it's not. So let me tell you the story. Police said that David Neal, the toe sucker, allegedly made a key card and used it to enter the guest room about 5 a.m. The guest told police he woke up and found Neal sucking on his toes. He immediately confronted Neal and recognized him as the person who had come into his room the day before with another employee to address an issue with the TV. Reportedly, Neal said he was in the room because he smelled smoke and wanted to check on the victim. No reports of smoke were heard or seen. Police said they couldn't detect anything.
Oh.
All they know is old David Neal was...
What's wrong with me? That's so weird.
And who just thinks they can do that? Who just thinks they're not going to get caught doing that?
I mean, that's what I want to know. I really want to believe that's his first time. And he's
No chance. But I mean, maybe as a manager of a hotel. But that's obviously a thing. You know, that's not your first time ever.
No, I meant as the manager of the hotel. Has he gone into other rooms and people just didn't wake up?
That would be crazy.
How
do you not wake up? That's my second on your toes. All right, that's mine.
No, we should try it.
Welcome what? To. Okay, so when you're. One,
hold on.
Here's the game we're going to play.
No.
You guys will all be asleep tonight. One of you, I'm going to show up and suck your toes. Let's see if you wake up.
I am curious to see if there's someone that wouldn't wake up.
Oh, that's so weird. Okay, let's go over to Lunchbox.
Oh, this comes from us right down the road also. Antioch, Tennessee, right outside of Nashville. A high school teacher, there was a student in class doing some work but was Googling the answers on her phone. So the teacher said, I need to take your phone. The girl confronted the teacher, pepper sprayed him not once but twice to get her phone back.
The girl pepper sprayed the teacher?
Yeah, the high school student pepper sprayed the teacher right in the eyes twice.
Well, is it weird that my first thought is at least she didn't shoot him?
Because of how many school shootings there are?
I mean, that's just terrible, but yeah.
But she follows him in the hall and sprays him again right in the eyes, and he goes down to his knees.
For taking a phone, huh? That she shouldn't have been on anyway.
She really didn't want him to have her phone.
Dang, she must have one of those plans at limited minutes.
Oh.
She didn't want him, like, in the minutes. All right.
What's wrong with people?
What's wrong with people? Okay, Eddie, what you got?
There's a girl in New York City who just got sentenced to 21 years in prison because she poisoned her doppelganger. So it's crazy.
The person that looked like her?
Yeah. So she friended this girl like, oh, you look just like me. Let's be friends. And she was eating cheesecake. She had poisoned her. The lady passed out. She was trying to steal her identity.
Wait.
Oh,
yeah.
That's what I was going to ask.
That was the whole point of poisoning this chick.
Oh, my gosh. That's a show.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. So she got busted. The girl didn't die, luckily. So they finally figured out what had happened. They arrested the lady. She got arrested.
Oh, my gosh.
21 years in prison now.
That's
crazy.
Insane.
Like, what if someone like you came up to you and said, hey, man, you want to be friends? We look the same. And then they try to kill you.
You want some funny tasting cheesecake? I'm going to be like, I've heard this story before. That's wild.
Yeah, that's nuts.
So I wonder why she wanted to have the other girl's identity. Did she have criminal records?
She was from another country. So I think she was trying to maybe either get away from something or citizenship.
Stay in America.
Yeah.
One of the most bizarre stories I've
ever
heard.
Hey, crazy. Hey, what's wrong with people?
What's wrong with people?
Wow, I'm blown away.
Yeah.
I mean, the toe sucking lost. That one goes. That weird. That one right there, wild. Somebody, you get a friend request somebody that looks like you?
Yeah.
By the way, Lunchbox's friend requested like a teenage girl the other day.
Wait, what?
Yeah, okay.
What?
Well, I was, lunch. This is what happened. I was.
All I know is he requested a teenage girl, and then he was like, I better not. I need to take it off and unrequested her.
What on earth?
I was leaving the Taylor Swift concert.
Oh, yeah, okay, so just stop the story.
And he met a girl.
What's wrong with people? Well, there you go. That's the segment.
All right, that's connected. No. And I found. Oh, no. It sounds so bad.
Yeah.
When I say it out loud, it sounds bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I found a bank card on the ground. And so I looked. Oh, gosh. So I looked up the girl on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And it was like a teenager from Arkansas. She had her cheerleading outfit on, and I tried.
Oh God! Why do you got
to
go for that? Like, why can't you just say it was a teenage girl? Why do you got to go teenage cheerleading outfit? There's just a lot of this. Go ahead.
And I tried to send her a message to say, "Hey, I found your bank card," but it said, "You can't message this person because you're not friends with them."
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're not friends with them. So I hit the friend request.
Oh, no.
Okay. And then I went to...
Why did you say she was in her chilling uniform? Like, what context? Like, why do we need to know that?
Well,
that's
how I knew she was in high school.
Why? Because she didn't look like she was in high school?
You thought she'd be older?
No, that was the first picture that was on there. And I was like...
I cannot take any more of this. My eyes are going to explode. Go ahead.
So then I went to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I woke up the next morning and decided, man, this feels weird. And so I hit unrequest. Uh-huh. Like, I took the friend request away.
So you still have her card?
Still have her card.
Yeah. You want to say her name?
No, I don't. No, I'm not. I'm just going to throw in the trash. I'm just going to throw in the trash.
I mean, he gets a double. He gets a double on this one. What's wrong with people?
What's wrong with people?
I mean, but I was trying to do the right thing.
Yeah.
That's what they all say.
Yeah. Oh, Chris Hansen, I didn't know you were here. I just thought, okay, Amy, do you have one? Do you want to wrap this up?
Yeah, so there's this wife. Well, she's a widow. Her name is Corey Richens, and she wrote a children's book about her husband's passing to help her kids cope with it. She said that after he died, she went to try to find a book that would just help them with the grieving process, and she couldn't find one. So she decided to write one. It's called Are You With Me? She even dedicates it to her late husband. Well, she's just been convicted of his murder.
Oh, what a twist. Amy, you walked right into that.
I was like, Amy, this is a tell me something. Go. No, it's not.
Yeah.
She was arrested, not convicted.
That's a big difference, that's a big word.
Okay, sorry. She's been charged. Mm-hmm.
Have you seen a picture of her?
She'll likely be. Yeah. She's beautiful.
Wearing a chili outfit?
She's beautiful.
Stop. She's going to Taylor Swift?
Did you meet her at a Taylor Swift concert?
No, but, okay, she has been charged. She put fentanyl in his Moscow mule, and there was, like, stuff that was shady with the life insurance and whatnot, but she's been on shows, like, promoting her book and different things, and the book's still available on Amazon if you need help with grief.
All right. Thank you very much.
But that girl was from Arkansas.
The teenage girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just so you know.
I just stopped talking about it, honestly.
Yeah. I'm just
trying to... I just
he can't stop thinking about it.
I just stopped talking. I had quite the day yesterday. Well, first of all, there are a lot of times where something will happen in our life and we're like, dang, I wish that wouldn't happen. Like, I can't believe that I accidentally hit the gas pedal and I backed up into a pole, Amy. It could be something like that. or we look at our life and we're just so upset because some random circumstance happened and there's something negative that happened in our day. Or we go, I'm so grateful for this because it happened. Yesterday I had one that was kind of in the middle. And I want to acknowledge that sometimes we should be thankful for things that don't happen. I think Garth said it best.
Ooh, I know what you're saying.
Sometimes.
Some of God's greatest gifts
are unanswered prayers. And that's not exactly where I am, but this is what happened. So I'm on my phone. Got like a little work Zoom happening. I'm pretty into this meeting. And I think I shut all the doors. And we never let the dogs run free in the yard because we live by a pretty busy road. Now, it's hard to get out there. There are gates, but trust me, they do. I don't know how. They have like an underground tunnel they dig or something. And there's also a pool. So Stanley can easily drown because he's a bulldog. Bulldogs can't swim. That's like just throwing a rock in the pool. So the dogs have never been out in the yard without us being with them. And they can run all they want when we're out there. And the girl walk out of the house. I'm on my phone doing the Zoom. Garage is open. I got my earbuds in. And walk back in. Door's open. Like, oh, what the heck? I'm like, oh my God. Well, I knew Eller was at the dog place. We have a dog place right down the road that she'll go and hang out 3 or 4 days a week because she has so much energy. And if we're at work, she just got to go. I don't see Stanley anywhere. There's all these places he could have been. He could have been hit by a car on the road. He could have been in the pool. Could have been. I look over and he's like taking a nap in the front yard. Just laying there with the sun on it, just napping. Couldn't, I don't know if he got tired on the way to the homeward bound.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. But I was just very thankful that nothing happened because there could have been a lot of terrible things happen then. And sometimes it's not an unanswered prayer, but I'd have been like, why did I leave the door open? And most of the time, something good happens. I'm just very thankful for it. I'm thankful that nothing happened. And I had to acknowledge that I got very lucky and I was very fortunate that nothing bad happened yesterday. So Stanley's alive and well. I knew you all were worried, but you didn't know anything about it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Didn't know anything.
That's never happened when we let him out. But I'm telling you, either he's getting too fat or he's getting smart. I don't know, one of the two.
Maybe both.
But he's just chilling right there. So that happens, and I'm shaking up a little bit. And I'm like, oh. I mean, I'd have been beside myself. I don't know what would happen. Couldn't have handled it. So I had a pickleball tournament last night, like a celebrity pickleball tournament for Make-A-Wish Foundation. And so we go up, and these courts are really nice. It's a college called Belmont University. And who did I know there? Dirk Bentley, who I hung out with most of the time. Dirk has a bandmate named Ben, who's awesome at pickleball. Eric Decker, who played wide receiver in the NFL. Oh, Philip Phillips. Chris Lane.
Phillips, the singer?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
He doesn't even live here. He lives in Georgia. Who knows?
That's cool.
He was an excellent pickleball player, too. There were a lot of professional pickleball players there. Oh, you never seen anything like it until you've seen professionals play. Unbelievable.
Wow.
So we get there and they're just kind of reading the celebrity names. And they're kind of going in order of, okay, we're going to read the people that we think the people think are the coolest first. And then we'll work our way down. And they were going to, I was second in line. I'm like, let's go, baby. Look who's made it. Look who's made it. It was Dirk's first. And then it was me.
Yeah.
I was like, that's what we're talking about. People going, if they don't know, they're about to know. And so they're like, up first from Arizona, wherever it's from.
Somewhere in Arizona.
Arizona, now the way of Nashville, Tennessee. He's got 7,500 number ones. Dirk Bentley. And the crowd's like, it's Dirk. This is a country superstar. Let's go. And I'm like, they're about to call me second. It's like the all-star game. Baseball, and I get to go out and be the first one to stand on the baseline, you know, and give everybody fives. Like, and next, radio and TV personality, stand-up comedian, and 2-time New York Times best-selling author. And I'm like, here's my moment. Bobby Jones.
No. Why does this keep happening?
Bobby Jones!
did they just auto correct in their head, like, because it's like written duck. Bones, mm-hmm. but like, are they like, surely that's not right, so I'm just gonna go ahead and Jones.
Instead of Bobby Bones, it's like, well, that ducking sucks. Wait, why does he ducking? What, right. duck? I didn't write duck.
Because it just happens too often.
It happens yeah. so much. And I just kind of did like a half wave and lowered my head and walked over there. And then you heard like half the crowd be like, it's not Jones. And the other half were just dying laughing. So that's kind of how the day went yesterday. Yeah. Like, not too bad. Not too good. I got very fortunate with the Stanley thing. The pickleball, we play pickleball for 4 hours. And it's not like pickleball where you just ding, ding. They go hard. I mean, I probably burned 2,000 calories.
Wow.
Over 4 hours. I mean, played so many matches. But Dirks is really good. It's so stupid how good he is.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, and his bandmate's really good. Philip Phillips really good. What was funny, and Eric Decker, I like Eric Decker a lot. Really nice guy. Again, professional football player. Is the best athlete you could possibly be. One of the best pickleball player, and I think it drove him crazy because he's so used to being A-plus athlete.
And competitive.
So, still good.
Yeah.
But so funny that he wasn't the most...
What was it? Like, he couldn't make contact? No, he could hit. Like, what was the...
Those balls either come at you 1 mile an hour or 500 miles an hour, but the goal is to get right up on the net. You don't play from back. When you're playing, especially doubles, you're on the net, and it's like... So, and we played a mixed tournament of, like, the celebrities, quote-unquote, Bobby Jones, myself, and a professional. So I got to play against a professional, too. It's wild.
So you won.
No, we didn't win the whole tournament. The celebrity tournament, Dirks and Ben won. And then the other tournament, I have no idea. I ended up leaving before the finals because it was like 9:15.
Yeah, oh, wow.
But it was awesome. We raised a bunch of money for Make-A-Wish. Bobby Jones really showed up. I played with, as my celebrity partner, we didn't get to pick. I guess Dirks did because he's famous and they know his name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I got partnered with Chris Lane, who I know, Chris. Chris has, I got you on fix. And what was the other one? Wide open space. No,
that's
the
66. The
big plans. Yeah. So
we got it.
He said, hey, man. And Chris is a really good athlete, played college baseball. He said, all right, let's do this. I said, how long have you been playing? He goes, well, I got the call late. I watched some YouTube videos this morning. I think I know the rules.
Oh.
I think I know the rules.
Literally. He was like, I don't know. I've never played, and I had to watch YouTube videos this morning.
Oh, wow. You've been, like, training.
Yeah. For months.
Yeah. So, we didn't do as good as I hope, but it was a lot of fun. We raised a bunch of money. That was what's up. I posted some pictures. If you want to go to my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, but what a day. And then started packing for Dallas, which we leave tomorrow for the ACMs. It'll be on Amazon tomorrow evening, Amazon Prime. You don't have to have an account to watch. So you can get it. It's going to be a really cool show. Dolly and Garth are hosting. And tomorrow on the show, Chris Stapleton at this time will be in studio. And also Jason Aldean will be on. Let's get over to it. Time for the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
Morgan Wallen took to Instagram to share some bad news that he got from the doctor. He was diagnosed with vocal fold trauma. Here he is talking about that.
I got some bad news. After taking 10 days of vocal rest, I performed 3 shows last weekend in Florida, and by the third one, I felt terrible. So I went in and got scoped yesterday, and they told me that I re-injured my vocal cords. Their advice is that I go on vocal rest for 6 weeks. So that's what I'm going to do. They want me not to talk at all, but they said if I need to, it's okay for something like this. And they told me that if I do this the right way, that I'll get back to 100%. And they also said that if I don't listen and I keep singing, then I'll permanently damage my voice. So for the longevity of my career, this is just the choice I had to make.
Good luck to Morgan on getting better. The good news is that bird sanctuary he lives in, A+.
Yeah. A lot of birds.
Jealous of that.
Yeah, sounds pretty cool. Yeah, good luck, Morgan. Hope you get better, buddy. So, Julie Chrisley. Amy, when I say that name, what do you think about?
She's the Chrisley mom.
Hmm? You don't think fraud. You think Chrisley mom. Yeah, but that's her first.
Well, I did, in my mind, picture her, like, in jail.
Yeah, big house.
If that means
the
anything.
Yeah. In orange.
I don't know that she wears orange.
That's what I think about, though.
Okay. It's weird, though. When you said Chrisley, I just saw jail bars.
Me, too.
Like,
Yeah. Julie Chrisley, 50 years old, is serving a 7-year jail sentence in Lexington, Florida, while her husband Todd is serving a 12-year in Florida. So, this is what's up. First of all, she has been charged with bank fraud, tax evasion,
wire fraud, obstruction of justice, and conspiring to defraud the IRS. So that, just so you know, that's the basis here. So somebody who talks with her, they say, says that she's now telling her friends she's furious with herself for allowing her husband, Todd, who was sentenced 12 years, to convince her that they would never go to jail for the scheme.
Oh.
Todd assured her they would not go to jail, and Julie regrets what she did in the name of fame. So, but I thought they didn't do anything. I thought they were illegally putting...
Yeah, but...
I thought they were just confused. Like, the jury was like, they clicked the wrong box. And then all of a sudden they were like, oh, no, we clicked that box. We meant to give her more freedom. Sounds like... the chickens are roosting coming out. What's that saying?
I don't know.
Roosters are roosting.
But if those words are true, whoever said that.
Here's the thing about me and news stories. If I like it, I believe it.
Oh, okay.
Is this someone in jail that was talking to him?
Yeah, who's the rat?
You know, like those conversations they have in the cell and stuff?
If it's a rat, that's bad news for that rat. Yeesh. Here's one thing about a rat. They rat.
Yeah.
And chickens roost or something. I get all the sayings wrong, you know? Next up. Robert De Niro, 79 years old. What?
He's a dad again.
Another for the baby.
How many kids is he?
Seven.
Like, okay.
It's a good dad, though.
He's going to be almost 100 when his baby graduates high school.
You missaid that. You said 100. You mean dead?
Dead.
Well, he might live that long.
So he sat down with E.T., 79 years old. He said, he's welcome, seventh baby. He was talking about his movie about my father. Maybe he had the baby just so he could talk about it for the movie. Yeah. He said, I mean, there's no way around it with kids. I don't like to have to lay down on the law or anything. Sometimes you just have no choice. I'm a parent. That's what's up. He didn't say that's what's up. I just wrapped up the paragraph down. But yeah, 79, dad of seven. Is he selfish? That's the debate.
Well, I have no idea if he purposefully had the baby. Like
I think he knows what happens at this point.
But I don't know if he was like, I'm going to bring a baby into this world at 79.
79.
How old is the...
You know, my mama.
Still rocking.
I'm a doo-doo-doo. 79.
Yeah, man.
I don't know his relationship status. Like, who cares? The mom?
He's 79.
Hey, apparently they say that just like goes on to like, you die.
Yeah, for men.
Isn't that crazy?
I just make noises, man. I don't know. It's almost 80 years old. Sum 41 have split up. Here you go. Here's In Too Deep from Sum 41. And here is their biggest song, Fat Lip. In other breaking news, I didn't know they were together still.
It's true.
They're not together anymore. They are disbanding. They've been together for 27 years. Back in the day, like mid-90s, late 90s, I wasn't really into punk pop. I love Blink-182. Liked a little bit of Fall Out Boy. That was it for me. I don't consider Lit to be punk pop. I like Lit a little bit, too.
Yeah, Lit was cool.
You know? Can we forget about the things I said when I was drunk? Like, that was cool. But Sum 41, yeah, they were okay. But they are not together anymore in case you had tickets to their shows.
Oh, I'm sure they must do some work out there or else they wouldn't like need to make an announcement.
Also, more couples are doing this and it's going on vacation without your spouse. Can you imagine?
No.
Hey, Caitlin. Hey, come here for a second. I'm going to head over to Hilton Head for about 7 days. Cool? No. That wouldn't be cool.
Yeah, or she won't be there when you get back.
Right.
So are they going alone or with friends?
No, by themselves. Oh. Or but just without their spouse, both.
I can
the main
see that.
Reason vacations are supposed to be fun and a release. Well, if you need...
Maybe it's the kids and one parent has to stay behind.
No. Now you're just making stuff up to make it work. But if I'm ever going to have fun, and if I ever have to go somewhere without her to have fun and a release...
Mm-hmm. I
that
get what you're
probably
saying.
Means it's not that fun at home.
Yeah,
and that just means you're running away more than a vacation.
I mean, everyone does need a break,
right?
I agree, but a full vacation,
but yeah,
where you go on a trip,
that's not gonna fly.
Like drive to Sonic and have a Route 44 and take 15 minutes.
Maybe they mean a weekend getaway because that's important to take vacation. Time for yourself, even if you're in a relationship.
If the idea of a vacation sounds like a nightmare with your spouse, well, others feel the same.
Oh, man.
Okay, well, that's not how I would phrase it, but okay.
MarthaStewart.com did.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to a museum or an art gallery, it could boost your mood. New research shows that people get significant improvements in mood and anxiety after a few minutes of viewing art, even online. That's from a research journal called Human Behavior. And finally in the news, Kevin Costner. This is one of those stories where if somebody were to ask Eddie, hey, man, what's your biggest fault? And he's like, you know, my biggest fault is I care too much and I work too hard, right? You know how that is?
Yeah.
Here you go. Kevin Costner's crazy work ethic may be the reason his wife filed for divorce.
Okay. Just too busy.
Yeah, I don't know why. Listen, that's for sure a PR plant by the Kevin Costner team. You know what? Kevin Costner is giving to charity probably caused his divorce. I don't know what caused the divorce. And if he is working too much and is never home for the family, this is still written in such a positive way.
Well, I mean, this was always the rumor with the Tom Brady stuff, too. Like, you know.
Well,
but Kevin Costner's also 70 and not the greatest of all time and doesn't have a limited window to work. Tom Brady has a very limited window.
Sure.
And also, I side with Tom Brady because I just like him. So, like I said, I pick the stories I like and I agree with them.
Yeah, the NFL seems intense.
So. Kevin Costner's demanding work schedule was difficult for a while. But doesn't she know that a little bit getting in? What's going to happen here?
Well, I believed that headline. I thought, wow, okay, he could work a lot. We have no idea. We just see him currently on Yellowstone, but who knows how many projects he has going on and producing this or doing that. Maybe he buries himself in his work and that's causing issues.
Then that would mean Kevin Costner's not giving his wife enough time when he's not working.
Right.
Because I am someone who works a lot and I've been trying to give my wife more time when I'm not. I just feel like that's such a Costner PR plant.
Yeah. No, I mean, I hear it now.
They were just begging somebody to run this story. That's it. That's the news. Thank you.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but, you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. You know, if you got on an airplane, say you're flying Southwest and the person in front of you pushes that button and leans the seat as far back as it can go. I don't have a problem with it because that seat was made to go back that far. And not only that, it's not that far. It's not like a full Lazy Boy recliner. It's like 5 inches.
Yeah.
You can't even sleep because it, like, you can sleep, but it's like you're sitting sleeping.
Sometimes like, I'm like, did it even go back?
Yes. And so when people are like, oh, I can't believe you reclined all the way back, you're just looking for something to be mad at because it doesn't go back that far. And those seats are made to do that, so nobody's breaking a rule. That being said, it's one of the dumbest things people get upset about, because even if I'm eating food and it comes back, my food is still even. It's still sitting up straight. It's not like my food is now sliding off the table.
Right.
Okay, so all that to be said, people do get upset about this. So there is a TikTok guy at the LK show. He says, what you can do when people lean their seat back, if you're so bothered by it, all you have to do is go up. You know that air thing that you turn the notch on, it blows the air down on you?
Yeah. Oh.
You can point it forward and it blows right on their head.
Huh?
You can turn it on cold and blow it right on their head.
Love it.
That's rude.
Because you can say, well, it did turn forward. You know, just like the seat does lean back.
And if the person says, hey, can you move that vent thing? You'd be like, can you move your seat up?
That's exactly how
it is. It just feels like somebody's about to get kicked off the plane and put on a no-fly list.
For sure.
Because we just keep equaling each other in annoying things. And I don't think it's a big deal. If somebody leans back, I don't care that much because it ain't that much of an inconvenience. But also, if they're leaning back and I'm doing, and I'm sending a shot back over the wall.
That's so passive aggressive.
But so is leaning the seat back.
No, it's not.
So annoying.
It's not passive aggressive. Okay. That's literally what the seat is supposed to do. I'm saying this. I laughed when I saw it, that you could take that and blow it right on their head. I would not do that. I don't want someone trying to fight me in the air. And I don't ever want to be in trouble on an airplane. But there you go. That's what he says. Also want to see if it really works.
Yeah, I want to try that.
So I saw that story and thought it was pretty funny. But you ready for this one? Hey, y'all ready for this? A pest control worker caught urinating in a family's living room.
No.
What?
I remember once in college, and we had a dorm, and our dorm was like across the hall, like three doors away from the bathroom that was in the middle. And I remember I was asleep, and then I was half asleep, and I just hear like water going on a fabric. And I look up, and there's a dude just peeing in my chair.
He was drunk?
Yeah. And he thought, I don't know what he thought, but he was just peeing right into like the Lazy Boy recliner thing that I had. And so it's covered in urine. He leaves. Wake up the next morning. I'm like, bro, you peed in my chair. To which he wasn't that surprised. I'll be honest.
Oh,
thought
really?
He'd be a little more surprised by the whole thing. He was like, oh, I did.
Oh, man.
Like, again. It kind of felt like, again?
This has happened to him, yeah.
So he paid to have it cleaned. And he bought me a new chair. I paid to have it cleaned. I had two chairs.
All right. You win.
Because I remember that sound, though. Clear as day. What is that? Just a pouring water on fabric.
It's a very foreign sound.
Yes.
You don't hear it very often.
Remember the time you peed in your own bedroom?
I knew that was coming
up. We were playing, at my house, we're doing like gamble night.
Christmas gamble.
Yeah. I wasn't going to say Christmas, but yeah. Right before Christmas, we'd get together and gamble. It's because it doesn't really match. You know, right, Christmas, right. Jesus, right, giving. Right.
We're celebrating.
Yeah. We were a joyous season.
Mm-hmm.
We were doing the Christmas gamble. Eddie had a little too much to drink.
I was not drunk.
You can't be not drunk.
Let me tell you though. I remember it happening, and in my mind, in my dream, I had walked to the bathroom, I had lifted the lid on the toilet, and I was peeing in the toilet.
That's the lamest dream I've ever heard of.
Except I wasn't peeing in the toilet.
Where were you peeing?
In the corner of the bedroom. And it was that sound, like.
And you're going to tell me you weren't drunk?
No, man. I was sleepwalking.
Do you believe he was drunk?
100%. You don't just sleepwalk and pee in the corner. You are drunk. Have you ever sleepwalked and pee in the corner when you're sober?
My mom says when I was 8 years old, I sleepwalked into the bathroom, peed in the trash can.
Okay, but at least you went to the bathroom.
Yeah, but I went to the trash can right by the toilet.
And how'd you wake up?
My wife, Eddie, what are you doing? And I was like, what? I turned around. I was peeing in the corner of the room.
But you should never wake a sleepwalking person.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, she had to, like.
A drunk person you can yell at. A sleepwalking person, maybe not.
And how'd you feel the next morning?
I felt fine.
Hungover.
No. Normal. Completely normal.
Here's the story. A Colorado pest control worker was charged after being caught on home surveillance video peeing on a client's piece of furniture in the living room. Here is one of the tenants of the home talking about discovering that Roger Young had urinated all over their home.
My cat was sitting at the corner while he was urinating, and we're pretty sure that it splashed onto the cat. The main thing that upsets me is that he urinated on my daughter's toys. It's just, it's a little girl, you know, and she played with it in his pee for 2 days.
What?
So apparently, according to the story, from what I can gather, this dude was trying to torture the cat, so he's like peeing all over, trying to pee on the cat.
What?
And so he peed on the couch, other belongings, saw the camera, and then was like, oh god, I'd have kicked a hole in the camera then. If I saw that camera would have been gone.
It ripped it out.
Yeah, I'd have been out of there. Reportedly, he later admitted to inappropriate peeing and said it was just a messed up bad day. I've had a lot of messed up bad days too.
Never. I'll tell you,
that's not ever how I reacted.
Never.
Ever.
Wow. That is.
That is what? Finish the sentence.
I'm thinking people, when they come to your house, you don't ever expect to then later find video of them peeing all over your thing.
It's always dudes too. Mm-hmm. It's never ladies just getting their pee on for any reason other than having to actually urinate.
That's a little harder for the women.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Also, I don't see any women doing the pest control. I don't see women. I mean, it's usually
women
the guys.
Do pest control.
I have a pest control woman.
Yeah.
Well, that took a turn.
I do.
That took a turn from, well, that to blatant sexism.
Yeah, that's
right. You heard it first. On the phone right now, we have Stormy, who lives in Arkansas. Stormy, what's going on?
Hey, so I was listening to y'all's segment about finances, you know, and joint accounts and whatnot. And I personally was the one who, you know, me and my husband had separate accounts. It's never been an issue. You know, we were pretty open about our finances and like what we spend our money on. But here recently, we actually had twins and I became a stay-at-home mom. So with that being said, I've always been, you know, very independent about my money and, you know, whatever. So now having to, I guess, have the joint account and spend my husband's money, I'm curious what y'all's outlook is on that, like how to justify doing so.
Well, I would think that, you have how many kids?
We have 3 total. We have 1 that's school age, and then we have 2 10-month-old twins.
All right, just do some rough math, and if you can't, I'll get somebody here to do it in case you don't know. But if you were to put them into daycare every single day that you went to work, like what would it cost a week for 3 kids to be in daycare?
So just for the twins alone, it was going to be over $2,000 a month.
Okay, so $2,000 a month or 12 months is $24,000 a year. And how old is the other kid?
She is 8.
Okay, so she can go to school. So you're looking at $24,000 that you're going to pay. Now you got to think, if you're going to make $24,000 to have to spend, you're probably going to need to make around $28,000 or so once they take taxes out. So let's just say $30,000. So you're going to need to make $30,000 just to be able to put the kids in daycare. So here's what I'm going to say. Does he like the kids?
He loves them.
Is there value to their mom being at home with the kids?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So you're also providing the ability for him to go to work, not have to pay for the kids to be in daycare, and a very personal parenting situation, which I'm sure is also of value to him. So it's not like you're just sitting at home eating cheese and drinking wine. You're actually providing a service the same way that if you were getting paid for that service. So spend all the money you want, because he wouldn't be able to live the life that he lives if you didn't live that life that you live, so you could live the same life together.
I like that. Thank you.
Spend all the money you want.
Yeah, go crazy.
You should put an asterisk by that.
No, go ham. Go ham. You deserve it. So that's all I'm going to say. There's value, obviously, with the mom being with the twins. And there's also money saved is money made. Basically the same thing. So you're good. Don't feel guilty about that at all, because again, you're providing a service just like he is. You're just in different places doing it.
Oh, absolutely. I guess the hardest part is I'm so used to being independent and not having to ask for money that now it's like almost like having to ask like my mom, like, hey, can I have this to go do that? So it's been a very a big change, I guess, trying to get used to that.
That would be a big struggle for sure, especially if you've never done that. So, but why do you have to ask? Why can't you just keep him or you guys keep each other up to date on what has been spent even afterward? Do you not have a debit card or credit card that's into the account?
Yeah, but it's just like, I guess since I'm not the one who has the job, you know, like a physical job going to work, I like to just kind of justify with him, like, hey, you know, I wanted to buy this, you know, are we good with that? Can we make this purchase? Everybody's on board with it, and kind of get like his okay with it. And it's always a yes, but
does he ask you when he buys stuff?
Sometimes if it's a big purchase, he's a big golfer. So if it's a big purchase, he'll be like, hey, what do you think of this? And I'm like, yeah, go for it.
Sounds like a lot of money wasted if he's a big golfer. Look, you guys are going to figure out together what's going to work for you, but I completely understand why you feel that way, because again, you feel like a child. You're like a kid who graduated college, who's got to go move back in with his parents, and he has to live by his parents' rules again, even though he's 23 years old, and that don't feel good. So what would I suggest to, I don't know, both of you have your own budgets on what you can spend, and if you both go over that budget on what you can spend for like ancillary things, side things, then you let each other know. That's what I would suggest.
I like it. I will bring that to him.
Stop undervaluing what you're doing. And I know you're not, but I'm just yelling at everybody who's going through the same situation. Stop undervaluing the money you're saving and also the ability to you be there with your kids and raise them your way.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. All right. If there's a problem, you have them call me.
No, thank you so much, guys.
We'll start hiding his clubs one at a time.
Oh, yeah.
Take away a 7-iron first. He'll be like, wait, where's my 7-iron?
See how he does without a putter.
That's right. Well, that one he'll notice quickly. He won't even notice the 7-iron's gone until he gets out there. Okay, thank you. I appreciate you, Stormy. Have a great day.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Cumberland County, Pennsylvania. The panty pirate strikes again. 26-year-old woman out shopping at the mall goes into Victoria's Secret, and she steals almost $3,000 worth of underwear.
I thought it was going to be a creepy dude.
Me too.
Stealing panties of other women.
Well, the panty pirate would be a dude, I would think.
I just associate pirates with, like, dudes.
Nah.
Unfairly. Got it.
She stole $3,000 worth of panties, runs out of the mall, and they're like, ah, man, we don't know who she is. She's fleeing the parking lot. Boom.
Look for the peg leg and the hook on her hand. Yeah, that's how you know who she is.
Arr.
And she runs into another car with her car. Oh. And that's how they catch the panty pirate.
You know, I don't feel like she's that creepy. I feel like she's a thief. And she's stealing. It could be stealing anything. I feel like she's stealing $3,000 worth of panties. I don't like saying that word over and over.
Me neither.
To sell them back.
Yes.
Right.
More in my mind, a panty pirate's like a guy who gets them.
He collects them.
And gets them, you know what I mean?
And I nicknamed her that. I gave her own nickname.
Oh, well, yeah, it didn't fit really. Maybe like the...
No, but the... What do we call her? Panty...
The underwear
princess?
Bandit?
Panty princess.
Panty princess. No.
Oh, panty princess.
I don't like Lunchbox having a reason to say panty over and over and over.
Mm. He's not saying panty.
The underloom. We just pick an old grandma term so we're not creeped out by Lunchbox. Okay, that's it.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
I know we're getting later here, about to end the show, but I can't leave without doing this segment. Can we spill the tea, Raymundo, by any chance?
Let's spill the tea.
I'm going to bring on Abby, who's been answering phones all morning, but she does so much more than just answer phones. Abby, how are you?
I am good.
Now, you'd like to spill the tea.
I would.
This is a weird one. I already know what it is, and it's weird. But Abby, go ahead.
Okay, this doesn't surprise me at all about this person. But so we're the only ones left in this building, right? Everybody else has moved over to a really nice building downtown.
Mile down the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they get, I mean, they have ping pong tables.
I've never even been over there. I don't even know what's over in the fancy place. People are like, you checked out the new building. Have you guys been over there?
No.
No, but I've heard it's like heaven.
And so Eddie, Lunchbox, Amy, everybody says, no, we haven't been there. Go ahead.
So, like, they provide lunches, like, 2 times a week. They have free snacks in the kitchen. They have drinks in the fridge.
What?
You can just get anything.
Yeah. Yes. What?
They bring in food all the time.
Yeah. Catered food, twice a week.
What? The locks on our door barely work in here. Go ahead.
We don't have water here. But anyway, so I ran into, like, the VP of sales, and he was like, hey, can you give this to Lunchbox? And I was like, oh, yeah, sure. And it was an envelope, and it says key card and parking pass for the new building. And I was like, what? Why would he need one? Like, why would he need one for there?
Correct.
So anyway, I gave it to him, and then a few like days went by, and I'm like, I know why. That he wants to go get free lunch twice a week and all the snacks he can get and free parking for downtown.
Free parking for downtown? But is it close enough to downtown?
Yeah. It's like half a mile from the arena. Downtown?
That's too far. Half a mile. That's too far. I'm paying $8, boys. Okay, so you have a key card to the new building?
I do now. Yep. And that means I can go on Tuesday.
But for what reason? What did you tell them you needed the key card for?
I was like, man, must be cool. You always get lunch over there. And they're like, well, come on over. I said, I ain't got a key card. Got me a key card. So now I can go over there and get free lunch and say hi to everybody. If I need to park when I'm going downtown, free parking. Saves you money.
Yeah, I don't hate it.
I don't see anything wrong with it. So, I mean, you can spill that tea. That's called being smart.
And you know how
Lunchbox... That's called being, let me take the word all smart. Go ahead.
For years, he's always been one to mingle with sales and promotions. So he needs to be in front of their face so he can get
stuff. Free
stuff.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah, he doesn't know. He doesn't deny that.
Oh, I know. But I mean, this all tracks.
Huh.
Yeah, you got to talk to them so they can, hey, you got an event coming up? Can I get tickets to that event?
Well, he went hard on Taylor Swift tickets.
Oh, my God.
Every time he'd see the promotions women, ladies. He was
complimenting their outfits.
Look at, hey, your shoelaces, those new?
Told him it's Taylor Swift week. You guys are looking great.
Got any Swift tickets?
It worked.
Well, do you guys want a key card?
Yeah, why would you not? I don't understand why we wouldn't want a key card. Why would you not want free lunch?
It's our company.
We're never moving over there.
Ever?
Like never?
I don't think so.
What? I thought that we were, though, eventually.
That was the plan. So.
They asked me if I wanted to, and I said no.
Oh, you said no?
Yeah.
Even after you knew the free lunches?
Well, I didn't know about that. Oh. I didn't readdress the situation here. I didn't know we had free snacks.
Oh, man.
If you put us in a place with unlimited snacks, there will no longer be unlimited snacks after about a month. That's just the rule. Abby, thank you for the information more than the tea. I thought we were going
to... Well, isn't it funny that he's just going to go over there just to eat? Is that weird? Like, he's just going to go over Tuesday.
Yeah, keep trying
it's
to sell
him, so no.
I might join him.
Why not?
You want a carpool?
Hey, I'd rather just go home because by the time I get over there, I could be home.
They have different meals that you don't have to pay for. It's so awesome. I mean, you probably eat the same thing every day. They got a variety over there.
But I like the same thing every day is the difference.
Oh, well.
I like to have the same exact thing.
What if they're having square pizza day over there?
I'm not really doing a lot of pizza right now.
Oh.
Yeah. Abby, thank you.
Well, I tried.
Good try. All right, that's it for today. Thank you, guys. See you tomorrow.
Bobby Bones.
What's up, y'all? I'm Bailey Zimmerman. I'll be on the Bobby Bones Show this Friday. And I'm bringing my full band for a live performance. We'll do a few songs, talk to you guys about my new record, Religiously the Album, and so much more.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecova store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.